Revelation 3, everything is yours, not just some of it. In the third revelation, I was shown an endless field of treasures that stretched into a distant horizon. The treasures were symbols of riches that I could relate to from both a human and spiritual perspective. In the center of the field, there were two enormous coin-shaped objects that were spinning slowly in sync. One appeared to be platinum and the other gold. Both had what appeared to be Roman or Egyptian symbols embossed on them. Under the giant coins, which were hovering together, there was an endless field of treasures beyond human imagination. The revelation I was being shown was that everything belongs to me outside of this human experience. The revelation was symbolic in order to relate the magnitude of its meaning to my human perspective. That is, it relayed a message that made sense to a human perspective of consciousness. This third revelation, combined with the first two, totally unlocked my complete awareness of just who and what I truly am. The visual representation was a reminder to me that everything is mine. The revelation was saying, look, everything in the universe is yours, not just some of it, all of it. I was reminded in that moment of who I am and what really is beyond this human experience, which is the greater spiritual part of what we are. To have been shown and reminded of that was so special, or rather, special multiplied by a trillion. When I came back to human consciousness from this revelation, all I could say was thank you for showing me this, reminding me of who and what I really am. Thank you. The good news for you is that we are all in this together, and it's all yours too. All of us inherit all of it. It's all ours. Everything. Forever. The revelations were truly remarkable and amazing beyond words or description. They go so far beyond winning a lottery. Winning a lottery on earth is only part of the riches here. I was reminded of what I already knew deep down, but had totally forgotten. It is a bliss that goes beyond description with language. To even get close to describing the feeling surrounding this experience would be to say that it was like the supercharged excitement and joy of a 5-year-old waking up on Christmas morning and running into the living room to see what presents are under the tree, but multiply that feeling by at least a trillion. As humans, we have the illusion that we are separate beings, disconnected from and not part of the same being, because that's what our senses tell us. We appear to be individuals, but behind the scenes, we are all one spiritually, all together, and not separate. It is the ultimate puzzle here for us to discover. Realization of this truth is a true spiritual awakening.